Okay. So again, welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here with us. Such, again, an honor and a privilege just to experience in that and have that opportunity for those of us who are mothers, but I'm sure all of us have come in contact with the younger generation at some point or another, and we've had the opportunity to rear and guide them in the way of God. So in saying that, we've been talking about this week in ministry, do unto others, and that goes in line with the golden rule. So it's important for us, you know, to lead by example, to show others the way, but it's also important for us to teach those who come behind us, you know, our children, our nieces, our nephews, and just, you know, everyone that we come in contact with, what that means, how to do that. And, you know, the Bible tells us that it was among one of the chief teachings of Jesus. So it was something that was very important. Everything that he taught was important, but especially this, because it reminds us exactly how he lived and how we are to live going forward in the body of Christ, and how we are to treat others each and every day. So it tells us that we want to treat others the way that we ourselves would want to be treated. So again, do unto others. And it's been so, I always say this, I always use this word, profound, because again, as I mentioned before, it falls right in line with the fruit of the Spirit. And when we look at those, there's nine of them, and it's love, it's joy, it's peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if we look at each one of those, it's the way that they're set up. You have to be operating in all of them to consider yourself operating in the fruit of the Spirit. And when we talk about doing unto others, it shows us how, you know, you have to pour love into others. You have to be love. You know, you have to be full of joy. You have to show peace. You have to be patient. You have to be kind. Have to operate in goodness. Have to be faithful, gentle, and operate in self-control. So those are the nine. And when we talk about doing unto others, these are the types of things that if we operate in that way, I know we may say, well, I've been this particular way. I've treated this person this particular way, but they did not reciprocate that, you know, type of way towards me. However, we still have a responsibility to do unto others the way that God calls us to do, and we still have a responsibility to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, whether or not it's being shown unto us. And that's something that we want to remember as we go forward. So at this time, we want to bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Stone.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good day. Do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Not at all. Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for allowing us to wake up on this morning to see a new day of life, dear God. We thank you for just continuing to allow us to come into your presence in this way, dear Father. We thank you for this platform that you have provided, and we thank you for just providing your word to continue to show us how we ought to live. Dear Father, we ask for the direction, dear God, so that we may continue to obey you, dear God, to submit our lives to you on a daily basis. And we thank you for our leader who you have placed in this position to continue to teach us your word, dear God, and show us the way that you will want us to live. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So we're talking about doing unto others. Do others how you want to be done.
Yes, sir.
To others. The Bible tells us to love others as we love ourselves. Huh.
Yes.
Above all things, he said, well, that's Jesus. What is the greatest commandment? He said, to love the Lord with all your heart, your spirit, your soul. And also to love others like you love yourself. Huh. This is amazing that we encounter such a powerful component in life. The Bible says in the last days that men will focus on loving themselves and their money.
Yes, sir.
Well, are we in the last days? Let me say this again. I said the Bible said in the last days that men will become lovers of themselves and their money. So the question I pose is, are we in the last days?
Yes, sir.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I want to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Okay? What a beautiful day. So I want to tell all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. If you're not a parent where you have a child, but you're still rearing other children, and these nowadays, teachers and aunties and homegirls or friends, and, you know, you kind of, you know, help out. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You really deserve it. Okay?
Yes,
what
sir.
A beautiful thing to be a mother. You deserve it.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So doing it to others. Wow. Powerful. I'm convinced that we have to reevaluate a whole bunch of stuff. Because we'll do others how we want to be done. But it's levels to this. Oh, it's levels to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We stop at a certain degree. We stop at a certain level. We stop when it gets too personal and uncomfortable. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Then we got to be so careful. Because we'll do for others. We won't do for God. Got to be careful. See, all that is combined, we have to make sure that we have it all under wraps. In other words, we'll start to focus on doing for other people and not doing for God. Well, I help people all the time. You do. But will a man rob God? Yes, he will. How? Ooh-wee. With his tithes and offering, huh?
Yes, sir.
You got to be careful. Even with that being said, Miss Latonya, we got to be so careful how we treat others. Anybody, you can just answer out loud. I can't hear you, but God can. But have you ever been the employer and not the employee? How do you pay your workers? I'm convinced that if you believe in reaping and sowing, sowing and reaping, some people call it karma. If you believe in you reap what you sow, is this part of the reason why we lack in our lives? Because we do people differently. our method of becoming an instant millionaire or successful in our own eyes is that we buy low. I'm sorry. Yeah. We buy low, but we sell high. In other words, we get something valuable, but we pay cheap. Your yard man, your worker, your employee, your painter, your plumber, your beautician, your barber, your stylist, your church.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Mr. Carr, I thought we work for them. The church works for us? Well, I do believe that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is your helper. So if the Holy Spirit is your helper, everybody has a personal helper.
Yes,
we pay in God. I thought the word of God was free, Mr. Carr. To a certain degree, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But watch this. How free were you? Didn't he pay a price? So how free were you?
Amen.
The reason why I bring this up when we talk about doing the tablets, and this is our morning inspiration, y'all, so y'all cheer up. The reason why I bring this up is simply because of this. It ain't nothing like being on the other side of this fence, huh? Boy, we want the promotion. We want the raise. They won't even give us 25-cent raise like they don't have it. That's what we
think. Right.
So why is it that we go to the lowest bidder when it comes to somebody being employed by us? We don't get the best contractor. We get the one that's the cheapest.
Yes.
But here's the thing, Mr. Tanya. We don't want the one. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the one who's just cheap. Mr. DJ, what we would say? We want the ones who gonna want, we want the ones who gonna give us champagne with Kool-Aid money.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all, doing to others.
Mm-hmm.
We want, but then, we go on our job, boy, y'all see it. We employ people, even in the natural, spiritually I can throw it a different way, but I'm just sticking with the natural right now. We employ people, and we want them to pay, we want to pay little.
Yeah.
We turn back around, and we work for somebody, but we want them to pay much. Now, doesn't that sound like the story, the parable that God gave of this king? Of this individual. He was in so much debt, they brought him in. About to be sunk.
Yes, sir.
But the Bible says the king let him go. All his debt was washed clean. But what happened is he went back on the streets and the people who owed him, he started to strangle one man by the neck. He demanded his money. Well, the king who had set him free got wind of this, got word that he had been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So now they went back to get this man again. And now you're summoned to eternal damnation.
Mm.
Don't that sound like us?
Yes, sir.
Don't that sound like us? It's mighty. We demand the best and we want the most. But we give people no lifeline. We kill their dreams. Now, I thought that the Bible, doing to others, thou shall not kill. Y'all don't give me that. You see, somebody saying, well, I ain't look at it like that. Well, now you do. Now you get to see. The Bible says, thou shall not kill. Understand, when we say doing to others, He is talking about a spiritual God. Mm-hmm. So if God is a spirit, what do you think he's addressing you as first?
Mm-hmm.
A spirit.
Yes, sir.
That manifests in the natural.
Right.
See, when he says, thou shalt not kill, do unto others. Y'all had this conversation. Boy, boy, boy. Mr. Latonya, anybody want to talk to me on this one right quick? Somebody want to press star 5? Anybody, I'm serious. I'm not going to put you on blast or anything. People be helping. I don't know what he's going to say. go ahead and press star 5. Unmute somebody for me. But
okay.
Listen, as I tell this, you go ahead and unmute somebody. But I had this conversation. Right? And I was talking to a lady said she was, you know, in the ministry. She was like, you know, a pastor. So we talk. Okay? Individual there with me this morning? Somebody there with me?
Yes, sir. You do have a caller here with you.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. Are you unmuted?
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, happy Mother's Day. You know,
I'm half asleep. Good morning.
You half asleep? Okay. Well, that's okay. Good. You called in, so that's good. What did you say?
Yeah.
The Mexican holiday? What was that? Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, too. Okay. We going up.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm up.
So check this out. Now, I want you to play devil's advocate for me, okay? So I don't want you to agree with me. I want you to go against the grain. So I had this conversation with a pastor, and I said, you know, I have a hard time in believing that people can back the blue and back the Bible at the same time. Okay? I got a hard time with believing that. I really do. So what you got to say? You're going against the grain now. I want you to play devil's advocate. What you got to say, man?
I don't disagree with that. I don't know that people can play devil's advocate at the same time as...
Can you do something for me? I think your phone, I don't know if you can.
Should I take it off the speaker?
There you go. Now we can hear you. Now what you say?
Yes.
Okay, I said that I feel that you can play devil's advocate, and what was the other word?
You didn't feel back to sleep on that?
I'm sorry. Repeat your question. I'm trying to wake up. Happy Mother's Day to me.
I'm trying to tell you how you had your Mother's Day last night, huh?
These kids.
I know. Boy, hey,
I'm sorry. Can
guys,
you
we,
repeat that? I'm sorry.
We have taken drunken in the spirit to a whole other level. You hear me?
I know.
Praise God. If you can't say a word, just wave your hand.
Hallelujah.
So I'm trying to tell you. So the question is this. Now, I want you to play devil's advocate. All right? So you just
okay.
Go against the grain of what I say. So I say it's impossible to believe that you can back the blue and back the word of God at the same time. In other words, believing in a man's law and God's law are a contradiction. Now I want you to go against that. What you got to say?
Let's see. Okay, so I do, well, let's say this. I don't believe in man's law. I do believe in God's law.
Because
God's law God's law was made first because God created the heavens and the earth. So man's law came after. I always believe in God's law, always.
Mm-hmm.
Because that came first. So, I mean, you say like coming from a pastor.
It came from a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because the pastor, let me see, pastor was man, of course, first, before he was called, or if he was called to preach. Mm-hmm. And a lot of pastors, I can say, today, they don't really go, a majority of them, I can't say all of them, the churches that I've been to, they don't go by God's, you know, word, God's law. They don't speak what people, the truth, like people really need to hear. You know, they go by man's law, what man has said. And, you know, and like church and politics, you know, they say church and politics don't mix, but some churches that I have visited, they would have that, you know, that representative of your community to come in, you know, for you to, you know, it's just like they don't put God where they need to put it. You know, you have to, when you do go to church, you have to come in with that pure heart yourself, ready to, you know, accept. I don't know if I've gone off the thing here.
Okay, not a problem. Well, you look, you go over there, you get you some, look, put that phone back on speaker, so we're going to let this minister to you, but thank you for that. Because I know you listen now. Thank you so much.
Well, my prayer closet.
Not a problem. Let me be Tiana for me right quick, Ms. LaTanya. So, y'all, we're talking about, you know, Tiana, I want you to roll with me right quick. So, I say that it's impossible. We're talking about doing it to others, to back the blue and back the Bible. Now, this is not to be offensive to anybody, whether we have law enforcement on the phone or not. Straight to the point, me, okay? And let me preface this. My mother is a retired police officer. My brother-in-law is a state trooper, and my sister works on the police force as a dispatcher. No disrespect to anybody. I'm just throwing it out there to say it doesn't matter. I'm riding with the word of God, period. All right? So, Ms. Tiana, you playing devil's advocate, so be a counter to what I just said. I say it's impossible. What you got?
It's more than possible. Why can't I don't understand why police officers can't consider Christians and be able to walk the life of God and also do their job.
Okay. So with that being said, doing it to others, explain to me then how would you want, because the conversation that I had with the pastor was, why would you carry a gun if you wasn't going to use it? Explain to me that.
Oh, I definitely understand because I hear what you're saying because we're not to kill, right? So carrying a weapon should be a form of self-defense. I get that. And most instances, most police officers never even draw their weapon. So it is a required piece of their uniform, and as they're on duty, they are expected to have it with them. But if they're doing their job, they can do so without having to draw it as well.
But that's not the case in nowadays. They draw their gun. I mean, you wouldn't have, it's almost like if you was married, would you want your husband to still have a black, his old numbers, his old contacts, his exes in his phone? Is that okay with you? I mean, he's not going to use it, but what sense does it make for him to have it?
I fully get that, and it's saddened that the majority of the police force is being held to the standards of these few who are choosing to use their weapon and to use them. I can't even find the right word right now, but just to use them incorrectly.
Okay, but that's amazing that you say that, because back in 2016, when a lot of stuff especially happened down here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talking about the Alton Sterling, not all police officers are bad, but even after that time frame, you know, that was in 2017, 2016, look at how many incidents happened. So I'm sure the same police officers saying, but I'm not the one, but they end up being the one because they still look at the history, look at what's going on. In other words, you know, why is it that when you say doing to others, citizens, if they have a weapon on them, they can be considered dangerous because they're not authorized? Is that the reason why?
No. It's a part of man's law, actually, for citizens to have a quote-unquote weapon. It's what is unfortunate is that those who are in the roles, I'm not saying, I don't know what their beliefs are, but those who are in the roles have chosen their profession over living by God's word.
Okay, so you know, I guess, believe, I guess, that you can live by God's law and tote a gun and defend yourself if you have to. That's what you're telling me.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that you have to shoot and kill. It does not mean and we are playing devil's advocate.
So, y'all, so this is the conversation that I had with a pastor. So you have the right to defend yourself. She said, back in the biblical days, just doing it to others, y'all. Okay? Mr. Carr, how you having a title and you airing that woman out? I would want you to air me out if I said something, you know, that is not in God, too, as a teaching moment.
Hmm.
I sure would. For the betterment of others, air me out.
Amen.
Well, let's get that clear up front. You got to attack the devil at all angles, because then people be like, well, how he, shoot, that's not judging. I'm telling y'all apart. If that was judging, well, then why did God put the life of people in the Word of God?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Did he not air out their, because if we didn't see their mistakes, how would we know better? I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is for a righteous purpose. All right, good, good, good. Now we understand. So the thing is, the argument was, well, didn't God commission people to war? I say, wasn't that before Jesus?
Right.
What in the flood? Hold on. What in the flood before Jesus, too? And he said it wouldn't be water this time? See how things change? But not only this is where I got it. I said, well, if that'd be cool to do it before, since we want to see, I told the people want to use it when they want to use it, but you got to remember who you're talking to. Doing to others. In other words, respect everybody, even if you don't know who you're talking to. Because I'm not anybody like that, but I do believe in that word. So, boom, here we go. I said, they also had in old biblical days where men could have multiple wives, and that was cool, too. Then she starts to, hold on, then she starts to back down. Oh, I understand what you're going. But why does it have to be personal for you to understand holistically spiritual? Now, here's the deal. Watch this. Heaven on earth. Ooh-wee. I know I got some people who back to blue. I ain't trying to change your mind. I'm just showing you how to do unto others. Would you want somebody to treat your mother the way that they treat women? Would you want somebody to treat your daddy the way that they treat men? Would you want somebody to be so arrogant? Because, see, that do unto others apply to them when they lose their job and they behind, if ever, they end up in something called jail. Now, why y'all got to separate them? Wasn't that the same people that was talking crazy to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put them in, you know, out there with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Mr. Carr?
Are you calling me? My phone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So why they can't be in general pop then? Using general pop on them streets, right?
Yes, indeed.
Hello? I'm crazy?
Yes,
sir. Using general pop on the street, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But the one thing now, you was big and bold when you had the gun. But see, the weapon of choice should be the word, not to fight against people, but to fight against spirits. See, boy, it gets real in the field, don't it?
Yes, it does.
So as I'm speaking with the pastor, doing it to others, well, they have the right to defend themselves. I said, well, you think if God wanted it to happen, it would happen. John the Baptist had his head cut off. A sword back then is like a gun today. Y'all do know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
A sword is like a gun. He had his head cut off. John the Baptist, a mighty warrior for God, who baptized Jesus, had a great following. Why did not God defend him? Or did he? See, when you do unto others, what it's going to be is going to be. If they got suicide bombers, why we don't have people who sacrificing their life? For, remember, this life that I have is not my own. In other words, why are you trying to defend something that God said, nope, I got a greater defense for it?
Amen.
So who shot the people who harmed God himself? I'm waiting on this one now. So you mean to tell me a police life is more important than Jesus' life? That's what we're saying, right?
Not at all.
Doing to others? Oh, you mean to tell me that the police life is more important than the citizen on the street life? That's what you're telling me. It's mighty funny how we'll have on the news and celebrate the mourning of a police life, but the person that they killed, whether it's by mistake or whether they say it was warranted, because killing is never warranted. Because if you back the blue, that means you defend and you believe in the death penalty. So be it. Now remember, what you do unto others, God is going to do unto you. He didn't come to take, he came to give life. So how can you take life? Do unto others.
Yes, sir.
You want to run that by Jesus one more time? Under no circumstances. So you mean to tell me, Mr. Carr, somebody came to you and put a gun to your mama head and your kid's head, and what you going to do? I'm going to do what God tells me to do, meaning that, hey, I'm going to try and talk about, but see, in the same token, I do not have the right to pull a gun on him. See, don't go halfway in. It's funny how people throw out questions to try and trick you up. You can't trick somebody up who believe in the word of God. How many of them told Jesus he wasn't going to get on the cross? Did he not rebuke them? That's the same as saying, what you going to do, Mr. Carr? Let me rebuke you. What the word of God say? The reason why you have a hard problem comprehending, because flesh is wrapped all up in your spirit, man. That means we are carnal Christians. We believe in God to a certain extent. Now, that's where I draw the line, Mr. Carr. Whew. That means heaven can't pierce your soul. That's what you're telling me. Because if you're going to be all in, or get out. Why you got to defend a life that's not yours? They didn't take God's life. He laid it down. My goodness, Lord. But watch this, y'all. I want y'all to see this now. Since we're talking about that with the pastor. Watch this. But God, I'll die for you. How you die for God when you won't even lay yours down? It's, oh, my God. You serious?
Yes.
How can you die for God when you're trying to defend it? Because if you die for him, that means I know your word, and I'm willing to die for your word. And you said, thou shalt not kill, and I will not. I thought you said you'd die for God. Oh, my. I get on the cross for God. Huh, really? Huh? So watch this. I didn't get a chance to tell her, but I told her enough. But here's the thing I came about. Doing unto others. Thou shalt not kill. Watch this. I told you a gun is like a sword and a sword is like a gun. I do believe Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Come on.
Lazarus had already left to handle his business. God said, the one who kissed me. And then he told Lazarus, hurry up and do what you got to do.
That's
in other words, he welcomed it. Hurry up. Do unto others. Yeah. Lazarus told. Got a little couple of chips, you know. Didn't money. But the one, they didn't know, the soldiers, he came up to Jesus. Look at the crook. And kissed Jesus on his cheek. That's how they knew who Jesus was, right? Doing it to others, right? So, if Jesus rebuked Peter, because Peter said, "Ouch!" He took the man's sword. In other words, he took the man's gun. I'm about to defend my... In other words, him chopping the man's ear off, the soldier's ear off, is like somebody shooting somebody. Now, watch where I'm going with this. If shooting was okay, why then did Jesus rebuke Peter, pick the man's ear up, and put it back on?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all know rebuke is a strong correction by definition, right? So rebuke something that's strongly corrected. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Cool. Now, I know some people probably hung up about this time because they don't want to hear the truth. But how can you not want to hear? That's a contradiction. You're in love with God, but you don't want to hear the truth. He is the truth.
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Carr, that's your version of the truth. No, that is the version of the truth. The Bible clearly says it. He rebuked Peter and then put the man's ear back on. In other words, that gun, he said, put down. That sword, put down. Don't hurt nobody, Peter. This is a part of destiny, Peter. Ain't that something? So
yes,
God in heaven rebuked Peter's aggression to defend. My God. See, the mindset now is going to mess us up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, if you are in law enforcement or whatever, and that's just the natural law enforcement, I'm not picking, but we're just using that example, and you do that, oh, remember, the Bible says the foolishness of God will dumbfound the wisest person on the face of this earth. Ride with your wisdom that you have gained here on earth. In the day of judgment now, don't change. In other words, have the same energy that you swole up in pride right now. Have that same energy when you stand before God. And you do unto others now. So when God look at not what they did you, but what you did them, whoo! Remember, God ain't going to ask what they did you. He want to see how you responded. Woo.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Boy, you love Martin Luther King, but you don't love Martin Luther King principles because he said that we do not fight with guns. Woo. So how can you in contradiction? Ain't that something? This man said our fight is not physical. The Bible said we wrestle not against them, but that's their job. I thought that your job was working for God. So you willing to put your salvation on the line for this temporary fulfillment? Even they don't experience eternal fulfillment because if ever they get in trouble, guess what? They are stripped of what? Their guns. So what happened to your weapon then, brother or sister?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever was to go to jail.
Amen.
Okay.
You know how many police officers, when they undercover and when they out of uniform, they hate it when a gun is pointed at them. But why do you so freely point it at others?
Exactly.
Y'all don't hear me.
Yes,
that's true.
You can have that swole mentality if you want to. But there's a swoller person than you. It's called the master. And he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you don't want nobody to point one at your children, at your mother, at your father, don't you do it to them. Well, Mr. Carr, that's a part of the job. Get off that job. Being on the pole is a part of the stripper job, too. But you don't have to. You can influence them to get off of it. Why you can't?
Amen.
Why would you do a job that causes you to say, well, I got to take care of my family, kids. Doing that to others, now it goes into the part of greed. Now you're chasing money as opposed to chasing righteousness. In other words, if it's a job that causes me to sin, I'm not doing it. I'm about to lose my job. But that's you, Mr. Carr. That's y'all. Cool. But you understand that you're going to be the same judge by that same judge that we're talking about, right? And he clearly said do unto others. You do know this, right? You do know this, huh? That temporary fulfillment, the Bible clearly says it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
We got to be very careful. Y'all, at the end of the conversation, because we was talking about doing it to others that I had with the pastor, Miss LaTonya, all I heard was a don. I said, oh, she must have lost her signal. The lady hung
yes,
up.
Sir. Yes, sir.
The lady hung up in my face. She hung up in my face. Here's the thing. Y'all remember doing to others the story? Ooh. Huh? About Naaman? The leper?
Yes.
Y'all remember that? And he had his maid?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. But he had a problem when he went home? Mm-hmm. I told you, if ever you want to see people's true side, let them not respect you. And then you can see, she hung up in my face, but I bet if we was on stage in front of her congregation, she wouldn't have.
Right.
Right.
But see, you got to be careful how you do the little ones because God's going to do it to you. See, what you do to the little ones, God's going to do to you. What you do to the least of them, God's going to do to you. What do you do to what you consider a nobody, God is going to do unto you. You do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
If you believe in God, you have to know that he's going to do this, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you being rude to people, God's going to be rude to you. Remember, he said, vengeance is mine. You hurt somebody, God's going to hurt you. You lie to somebody, God's going to lie to you. Boy, do you hear me? Huh?
Yes, sir.
He became sin already. You don't think he's going to let you see it again?
Come on.
Oh. And when he say do unto you, shoo. God is a real G. I'm talking about a real G. Like an OG. See, he don't have to touch nothing. What you think he created hell for? Satan didn't create it. He's going to do it unto you. In other words, he's going to let his dirty work him do the dirty work. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Woo! Ain't that something? Put his hands on. Huh? Y'all, it's real. When you start thinking of others more than you think of yourself, boy, this world would be such a beautiful place. So now, being in law enforcement changes. The rules change. Now we can do it the right way. Because in law enforcement, to me, should look like a mall cop. Huh? You don't need a gun. Let's see how you use your intellect to talk to people. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people don't like that, but the reason why you don't like that is much like a child don't know what it is to go without a washing machine or the today's cell phone. We're used to the pages. So, see, the only reason why you don't like that is because it is your norm, because you're used to the gun. But, see, if you ever have a wisdom mindset, you know that it's not necessary. I'm trying to tell you something.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you something. Don't talk about them little kids when we acting like one. Talking about what they need it. No, they don't. What people on the street have it, don't get in the job profession if you're scared. If you're scared, say so. Get out of it. Because I do believe in every prison, the correctional officers cannot, oh, yeah, carry a gun for their own safety. So you don't want, well, it's on the streets, though. Don't carry one. How can you carry one if you are a Christian that goes against the word of God? Because you will be tempted, yeah, to use it. Remember, the Bible says, it's not man judges the outer. God just the inner. That means you have your intentions. What are your intentions? If you didn't have the intent to use it, you wouldn't carry it. If I didn't have the intent to cheat on my wife, why would I need a condom?
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, if carrying a gun is cool, it should be cool for your husband to have a condom when y'all don't need one. It should be cool for your wife to have them, too. Now, see, I got to make it personal for us to understand. I don't think you hear me. Because, see, we treat, oh, yeah, doing it to others. We treat the officer like our son. Mm-hmm. But we treat the word of God like our daughter. Mm-hmm. In other words, if our son have a condom, it's all good. That's Junior. Ooh, my boy, my boy. Wink, wink, I'm going to get on you in front of mama. You know, your mama, but, you know, you do your thing, boy. Give me a little dab. Give me a little dab. See, we treat an officer like that. I don't want you to hurt nobody, but wink, wink, if you got to protect me, protect my house. Go ahead and shoot him down, officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we treat the word of God like our daughter. Pastor Carl, you bet not. Pastor Tiana, you bet not. Latonya, you bet not. Pastor Latonya, have a gun. Shame on you. You see the difference? Look at the double standard people doing to others,
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Y'all see?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all know this true, right?
It is?
Yes, it is.
Mm. I hope I ain't offend nobody, but if the truth hurts, so be it. I'm serious. Y'all know my line, stay open. We can always talk about this. I'm not going to change what the word of God say. Mm. Now, the next question people say, but do you have a gun? And if I did, that means I'm wrong, too.
Yes, indeed.
Watch this. You think I will put my salvation on the line for what you do or don't have? That's what you're telling me?
All right.
Because we always want to be validated through other people. But I thought the Bible said test every spirit next to the spirit. Don't test it next to Mr. Carr. I thought you were supposed to test it next to God.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Come on.
Hmm? You're talking about doing it to others, right?
Yes, indeed.
Ain't that something, y'all?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Too, right? So before we start giving people the low end, because we give the benefit of the doubt to the wrong things. We give it to sin, but not to people that God say is usable. I'm not saying that the office is usable, but the law is not.
All right.
Because when you say you back something, I need y'all to hear me and hear me good. And I speak boldly. When you say you back something, it's like me saying I back all men. Instead of saying I back was right, I'm saying I'm back men. That means right or wrong, I'm going to defend men. And I'm not doing that. So I could never back the blue. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm always going to back what's right. Now, if they did right, I got you. If you did wrong, I'm going to, hey, I got to tell you. So when you say you back something, that means right or wrong, shoot, I'm going to defend you. It's like a sports team. Huh? I like the Golden State Warriors. Right or wrong, that means I got their back. But this ain't sports. This is life.
Amen.
Yes,
hello?
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So if you can say, I back the blue, I can tell you I back the Bible. Because the Bible says do unto others. Blue says defend your own. Let me say it again. Let me say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the blue says defend your own. Back in the Bible says do unto others. Huh? Uh-huh.
That's
ain't that something?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Crossfire people. So even with that being said, doing unto others, when you employ people, make sure you give them top service, pay just like you want it. I'm so serious. That painter, that beautician, huh? Your kid, if you want the best, give them the best. Now you reap what you sow. Be a good employer before you be a good employee, because we complain about the money. We complain about the money. We complain about the money that we think we deserve. What about the money they deserve?
Right.
Stop being cheap, because when you cheap, you get back in return cheap. And if you think you have beaten the system, you lie, because the eye in the sky don't lie. God see you. Now he know what's happening.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He know what time it is. So do not do that. Always looking for a deal. So if you're looking for a deal, doing to others, well, they should be looking for a deal. So you very well may be qualified for a job. Don't you whine, because you're too expensive. They want somebody cheaper than you. Don't you whine then, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
Do that? Right. All right, let's put it. Now, with all that being said, happy Mother's Day.
Yes, sir.
Happy Mother's Day for real. All right, Ms. Latonya, let's go ahead and pray.
Our Father and our God, we come before you at this hour on this morning to say thank you once again. We thank you, Father, for allowing your word to go forth so that we could receive in the manner in which you would have us to do so, Father. We thank you for continuing to show us the way that we ought to live, dear God. We ask that we will just continue to follow your commandments, dear God, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, dear God, but most importantly, serving you in spirit and in truth, dear God. Help us to be a blessing to each and every person that you're going to place in our path on today, but even in the days ahead, dear God. Help us to not forget what we've learned, and help us to continue to spread the word about you so that we can further your kingdom, dear God. We pray and ask at this time that you will strengthen all of us, dear God. We thank you for our leader who continues to walk upright in you, dear God, and who continues to lead and guide us in the way that you would have all of us to go. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Have a great day. Let me clarify something, because I did get a text, okay, because I'm straightforward and I'll say it again. I wouldn't change a word that I said on the message today.
Mm-hmm.
See, some people get in their feelings. And that means you don't like me or like my people who are in law enforcement. I don't, you know, this, that, and other. I never said that. I told you I don't like man's law. And I will not defend man's law. And I will crush man's law. I'm going to crush it with the word of God. As a matter of fact, guess what Jesus did when he came? He crushed man's law. Did that mean that he didn't like the people who was enforcing it? No, he was winning them over. Because to win something means you got to get the lost. To win, that means there must be a lost. That was his job, to win the lost. See, in other words, you got to learn how to separate the egg yolk from the egg white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because remember, he used somebody who was in law enforcement. His name was Saul.
Mm-hmm.
When he turned that leaf over, he became Paul. He was in spiritual law enforcement when he used to kill people that feared God.
Yep.
He used to kill people. So don't get it twisted. Don't think that I have a problem with your relatives or you or anybody else. No, I don't. But I do have a problem with their law, because it don't line up with the word of God. It don't. Like, you have a problem with people on the streets, I got a problem with people who have the badge of honor, because I believe that every law enforcement officer should be a real Christian. If they ain't a Christian, how can they have integrity? That's a job full of integrity, should be full of integrity. So they roam the streets and they themselves don't deal with integrity. How can you have integrity when you're outside of God? Your integrity is limited. Hello?
Yes, yes, it is.
Maybe somebody understood it the wrong way, but yeah, some people say you don't mix politics and religion. I say that's a lie, because God created politics. Now, what he created it for, now you get to see who's what. Because, see, politics says it's going to be best for my economical status. Religion says, when is religion the true religion? I'm talking about true, godly religion. Now it says, God, have your way. So in politics, they said, I want to make it my way, therefore we vote. We do things, it's about power. But religion said it's God's way. The reason why they say don't mix politics with religion, because we don't want to hear what God got to say over here.
That's right.
Well, guess what? If you and your child a package deal, happy Mother's Day. Me and my God is a package deal. If you don't want him, you don't want me. See how that starts?
Yes, sir.
Huh? If he can't go with me and I can't go with him, it won't be. Huh? You don't want a man who don't want your child. You don't want a woman who don't accept your child. Well, I can't deal with people who don't want my God then.
Amen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
I told him around. Matter of fact, let me correct that. He toasted me around. Footprints in the sand. Y'all have a nice day. Happy Mother's Day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.